Hey. So I'm going to call this dating women who are in their 30s or just 30 and up. Because I've been seeing mid-30s, young 30s, ladies doing the same thing right about now. They're in this phase where they can't find the right man. And it's the men's fault. They understand where if a man really was into them for them, he would show himself to be above and beyond other men. He would put in more effort to rise through the ranks to get to her. And this narcissistic stance is detrimental to her situation. And these are often women who, in their 20s, late teens, often have a desirable look. And they'll kind of, as any woman would, they blow their 20s or whatever time period they have with their physical prime. They blow that kind of toying with making men go through all these hurdles to get to them, because they'll basically sell the men out for the validation of feeling like they're being chased. See, women love to, this is me being honest, this ain't a whole bunch of jive and bluff. Women love to bait men in, giving them signals that they're attracted to the men, and then eventually kind of pull themselves back a little bit. Enough to where the guy feels the woman is into him. And then what they'll do is get this guy running all around, trying harder than her so she can push to her friends and whoever it is she's speaking to and make him feel like he likes her more than she likes him. And they can run to their friends like, I got these stalkers. They're like calling me all these times and all that. But really, she baited him to be there. So basically, she'll sell out any options she has for the validation. This is why their main thing is to get a boyfriend so they can boyfriend you to death. You ever had a conversation with a girl and she's just, my boyfriend, my boyfriend, my boyfriend? I mean, like every 7 minutes, it's a mention of a boyfriend. Now, on one hand, you could be like, well, she's into him. She's excited. She loves him. Well, she loves her brother, but she doesn't say my brother every 7 minutes, does she? It's a whole thing where a large portion of a girl getting a guy is to be like, okay, I got this now. You can't have me. But she still likes the attention, which is why she still will bait guys on so she can tell them, no, I got a boyfriend. I got a boyfriend. So even as she's flirting with you, she'll do the boyfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend thing to death. So they'll spend their 19s, their 20s, even sometimes their later 20s, if they can maintain their look often. Now, this isn't every time. Sometimes they'll get somebody they end up dealing with. But often they'll blow their 20s, baiting guys on and pushing them off. Because as much as men would not like to accept this, she doesn't have to lay up with you if you're giving her the validation for nothing. So she can have, as you would want 15 different women to be laying up with you, they can be laying up with 3 guys and be getting solid validation from 9 of them, and that's adequate for her. This is where you run into your problems at, man. She doesn't have to lay up with you. So you're thinking because you're putting time in and she's giving you equivalent attention, you think you're going to get what you really want out of the situation. And it doesn't really work that way. So, these women who are in their 30s, what they have in common, these in particular, now this isn't every woman in their 30s, but this is commonplace mostly. Because what all these women have in common that I'm thinking about and speaking of, as they all accumulated the baggage over the years, you know, they start to take on this stance where men did this to me, I'll do this to them. And now they'll drag men further, not just for the validation anymore. It's also now because there's bitterness and baggage attached. So they'll still do the bait you on, drag you around, get you to cat and mouse Tom and Jerry with this joint and stiff arm you off. But now it was also some bitterness in there. It's some anger because a couple times she felt she did lay up too easy with somebody. And she meets this new person in order to put on this facade like she doesn't lay up with anybody fast. She'll have you doing all this stuff, man, taking her out 7 times or not getting to take her out to try to put on this front like she's so difficult to get with and be with and all that. Never go for this. Now, I actually said before, if I can quote myself correctly, the harder it is for you to lay up with her, it means somebody else is already pounding straight up and down. So, but in order to put on this facade for people, and because they have sex that they don't count, she actually feels that, like she's not lying when she thinks she's only been with 3-4 guys. See that? So, in their mind, they want to feel like some kind of treasure, and they want to relay to you that there's some kind of treasure. So she'll have you doing all this stuff by the time she's in her 30s. And by this time, though, she's not in her physical prime anymore, which is the problem they're running into now. See, they have the whole dating spectrum to work with when they get 19. Because older men, it's exciting to get older men's attention when you're 19, despite what they'll tell you. See, it puts a stamp on them. Older men want them. It's like a badge. They're excited about that. Even if they tell somebody, this old guy keeps, I heard this plenty of times. Girls who work in a Starbucks, something like that. The older guy comes in and he always try to talk to me and he's flirting with me and this, that, and other. Oh, they love the attention. Part of them does. Even if that's not the particular person they want attention from, it validates them on a large scale to have older men checking for them, right? Now, as you get 35, 38, and older men are checking for you, that's not the badge it used to be. Why? Because you're used to it, one. And two, if a guy got that many years on you, he's like 50-some, 60 years old. So their dating options slim as they get older, and they start losing some of their physical attractiveness. They get the kids, the baggage. Naturally, their body changes when they have the kids. And on that scale, they can't compete with the new 19-year-old that came along, the 22-year-old. So the problem is the men that are 35, that are their age, now the balance and power kind of shifts. Because assuming he didn't tie himself up, he didn't lace himself with 100 million kids, when he gets 38, his dating options larger. Is that a word, larger? It sounded good. It felt good when I said it. So now, if he's been sharpening himself, at least incrementally, he can start to find a formula to still be able to get the women he was attracted to since he was 18 himself. He wants them hot 21-year-old, 22-year-olds. Often when he gets 30-something, he may have acquired at least somewhat of a formula to be able to get that one. So for him, his dating options basically have grown. There's more variety there for him. See, a woman could date back when she's 38 and deal with a 19, 20-year-old, but society doesn't accept that. It doesn't mean she can't do it, but it's looked down upon more so than a man doing it. Now, there's different reasons behind that, but basically, you'll rarely find a woman who's mid-30s dealing with some guy who's 22. He's going to be game goofy, even if she does deal with him. See, a woman could be game goofy, but if her looks is off the chart, that's adequate enough. See that? So, they'll get to mid-30s, and then they'll start to blame all the men around them and shame the men around them. You 35, they use the settle down thing. You don't want to settle down? Why I'm dating this guy 35 and he still wants to run around? See, the problem is he doesn't have to deal with you. And you're going to have less and less men hanging on to get with you physically. because that's wearing out. So now the personality and character that you did not take the time to sharpen over time is basically your lure. And that's a problem. Because you didn't have to when you were hot, right? Assuming you were, you know, at one point. So women around this age, if they haven't found the correct partner, or they've trimmed off partners who could have been suitable, but because they were addicted to that validation, they got rid of them anyway. As they get older, they kind of start to scramble a little bit because the clock is ticking down. They want to leverage these last bit of looks they got left, which isn't the only factor, by the way, obviously, but they want to basically leverage those bit of looks they got left, a little bit of youth they got left, to now try to bait somebody in. And because they just can't acquire somebody on who they are alone, this is often when they try to shame guys. They'll publicly shame. You see them get on the internet talking about if a man this, if a man that. Now the men ain't nothing. Now the men are coming up short and all this stuff. No, you blew your physical prime and your best chance of acquiring who you wanted at the time. Because, yeah, you were game goofy when you were in your early 20s. But at some point, why you still got it like that? You got to be able to flip that, man. Because you wait until you're the 38 and this new 19s and 20s and 25s even that's creeping up on the scale. They're going to get the attention. So the problem is, it's become their reality to have men going crazy over them, losing their mind. They can just throw you around. They got them to blow, you know. So that's their reality. You could tell them, like, with logic, you know, eventually you're not going to be able to do that. But it's all they know. That's their reality. So it's hard to convince them. And so what they see when they get 30-something, man, is it's like a panic now. So often they'll do things like cling to religion and stuff like that. I mean, those are your Bible thumpers a lot of time. Because they're even getting to the point where they're looking to religion to give them some type of guidance. This is often the age where they definitely do need guidance. They have to change as a person because they can't do everything at the same rate they did it before. They usually got kids. They usually feel the financial crunch. And the whole excitement of the independent thing, you know, I don't need, man, I got my own place, I got my own car, I got my kid, but I take care of my own kid. The independence badge kind of wears off. It's not this big thing I do anymore. If you're 40 years old, you're supposed to be doing that. That was hot when you was 20-something. I got my own. You 40-something years old, are you supposed to have your own? So now that kind of wears off. The novelty of that wears off. And now you would like another person to handle some of that weight you got and some of the baggage you've accumulated over the years. Having them kids, you know what I mean? The whole thing. And now it's not your fault, or it's not a bad thing that you had the kids. Now, ultimately, the reason you had them could make a difference. If you came from the right place and you thought you were going to be with this person and all that, and you got kids, all this stuff comes into play. So the novelty, you being so independent and so by yourself and not needing a man. And it was easier to say that because you did have the options. You always felt like you can go back and grab who you wanted when you felt like it. So the combination of these things, now back to speaking to my men, the combination of these things back these women in the corners. So when they get this age and see you 30-some years old, if you got your situation straight, I'm going to keep it 1,000% right now. Just the deal. If you now have your situation straight as a 35-year-old man, right? You can get anybody on the board. You can have any somebodies on the board. Why? Who says you just got to pick one? See, that's also another thing. If you found that you got a formula for yourself, your situation is straight on your own, and you just kind of want to chill, man. You kind of want to relax. You're anything like how a lot of men think who get shot. you're not going to find one bomb woman. So you kind of got to piece together one by having like seven of them. You like to talk to her. You like to hang with her. You like to be physical with those two. You see? This one is into the things you're into. These have the same hobbies as me. This one like to go to the ball game with me. So why would you have to just pick one? So now, not only do you not have to deal with somebody you got to deal with out of lack because you can't get the woman you're most physically attracted to, you may not just want one. So often, women at this age will lash out at that man and try to say he's immature, he's this, he's that, because he's not aligned with what she wants. So this is where there's a mismatch for these ladies. See, there's options there, but they typically ain't going to want the guy who wants to deal with them. Because if a guy is 30-some years old and he has his situation straight, it's a harsh way to say it or think about it. But unless he has some type of bond with you, with your personality, with your character, and he's so into you, why would he throw away all the women on earth, all the ones he's physically attracted to, because your time is running down, your clock is running out? You wouldn't donate nothing to him when he was 20 years old and he couldn't get the hottest women he wanted. The hottest women wasn't like, oh yeah, you know, since you shame me into laying down with you, why don't I lay down with you? Since you're going to shame me into it, it makes sense. Why don't I lay down? No. So therefore, you can't shame this guy into only being with you and none of the other options who are checking for him right now when he got his situation correct. You got to respect the game. When you had him, the blower wasn't nothing. But now it's his fault and he's not coming correct because he's not doing exactly what you want him to do. That kind of wore off when you got in your 30s. Guys don't just do what you want them to do because you don't necessarily, this is going to hurt, have what they want anymore. Or at least to the degree they want it. That's reality. We all have our mental prime, physical prime. We can all sharpen as a person. Some things can accentuate with time. Some things fade. But you have to be wise about how you deal with your men. And now, men, this is a deal for you. Don't let a woman shame you into doing something like that, into just being with her and all. Society will tell you that. But truth is, when you're in your 20s, whatever age you at, really, because there's few men who actually get sharp enough. And this is their fault, by the way, that they don't get sharp enough to where they can ever have the dating options they want. A lot of men end up in relationships and marriages because they never could get the dating options they wanted. I've covered this many times. You hit enough droughts. You feel like it ain't going to get no better. So just let me get with her. Think about it. People really believe that. Think about people who commit suicide when they 17. This is it. Life is never going to get better. But you look back at 17 now and be like, man, that was so long ago. I couldn't see nothing but what was right in front of me. Who knew life would change so many times, so drastically over this much time? People think the same way with relationships. I'm not going to get better options, especially as a man, because you think you've been misled. You have the misconception that you have to be rich. So all these things I dispel personally. You think you got to have all them things. You don't have all this imaginary formula you think you have to have. Let me go ahead and grab this girl who's good enough. Because not many of them are laying up with me. Not many want to hook up. So it's not really going to get no better than that. Next one I get who's like this, I'm going to cling on to her and grab on to her. So now you took what you really didn't want and the time you really didn't want and a situation you really didn't know how to handle. So now both of you are in a backwards, no order having situation. And a lot of men, as they get older, have resentment. And they have resentment for the free man who's sharp. So, that to say, men, don't let anybody shame you or bait you into situations you really don't want to have. Take your time and sharpen up, man. Use your options correctly. Now, if you meet a 38-year-old woman and she's sharp and she makes sense for your situation, see that? You can deal with her. You don't have to deal with her exclusively. Who came up with that? And you don't lie about it either, by the way. Whatever it is you're going to do, you say it like that. You be true to the game. If you want to hook up with that 38-year-old because you want to, not because society says so, not because she shames you. See that? Then, yeah, you can deal with it on whatever level you feel. Any agreement between two people, like, it's like a contract. I want this. I'll cave on that a little bit, but I definitely want this and that and that. Whatever y'all agree upon is how the situation going to go, man. Don't be so conventional that you bait yourself in a situation you really didn't want. Straight up and down. No part of it. If it's something you can compromise on, then compromise on that part. But don't compromise on everything or something you really feel strongly about. If you don't feel strongly, you can kind of compromise in that area. Yeah, like whatever. But if you want a woman in her physical prime, you want a 1920, man, get a 1920 straight up and down. Because truth is, she ain't going to be no less mature than the other chick. Only thing you're getting with the older woman is more baggage. Real talk. They still want to, because the problem is they never grow out of the things they do. See, they got pushed out of their age. They didn't grow out of that age. They got pushed out of the field. They got pushed out of using guys for validation. They didn't grow out of it. See, they act like they, often women act like she grew out of it. No, you didn't grow out of it. You don't have the same look to be able to do it. So things aren't aligned for you to be able to drag people around no more. So often they don't actually grow out of this. So you're not necessarily getting some amazingly mature woman because she old. No, she just old, man. Trust me. Trust me, straight across the board. It's a harsh way to put it. But hoes get old too. So because you see a woman don't hoe no more, she old, she look like a grandmother, she done what she did in her past and probably would still be doing. If she lived at 200 instead of 50, then she'll probably be doing it now. So that's the deal. You got to grow out of some things because life pushes you out of there. It doesn't mean you would have stopped on your own. That to say, if you feel your 20-year-old, your 21-year-old is a better look for you, then rock with her. You feel like it's a better foundation to grow upon and build upon, you deal with her. All you getting with the 38-year-old is a woman who's older by age. So if you got your 20-year-old, she'll, and you 38, 35, she'll last the rest of your physical performance. So if you can't go, you can go to you 50-something or 60, she gonna last all the rest of that. So it's a better look if you just want something cool to hang around, kick it with and all that. If you like where her head is at, where her mind is at, she cool, you know what I mean? She a nice compliment to you, then roll with her. She don't got the baggage yet. She gang goofy, but she isn't so engraved into her habits that it's as difficult to pull her out of them. Think about it, man. Sometimes you do things because society told you supposed to, or because your parents and relatives and cousins and brothers and all that then went and got married or telling you something. Nah, man, peer pressure. They tell you in school, peer pressure ain't it. Sometimes people will put you up on some game, and if enough people saying it, yeah, consider it, think about it. But yeah, sometimes you just do things for no reason. You get one spin on this thing, man. Trust me. So that's how you look at it. You can deal with a 30-something-year-old because you want to deal with it. That's it. The end. That's how you carry out everything you do, man. But back to the women. You have to take personal responsibility. So it doesn't mean your options are gone, because of course they're not. You'll find somebody or not, you know. But don't blame nobody, though. That's the thing. As with the way I tell men, with all these resources out here, you're free, able-bodied man. You're living your results. So whatever you don't get done with all the resources here is free for you, free for them. Both of y'all are free. Y'all are able-bodied. Yeah, there's a system that goes against certain groups and certain situations, but you as an individual, the system is not trying to hinder you as an individual. It's here for you to get. That to say, if you ignore your resources, if you're hard-headed, if nobody can't tell you nothing, well, don't cry when they come back to get you. All right? Keep it true. But even more so than that, be kind, be pleasant, and be great. Freeze this, freeze that.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.